This is Jason Demereau. You are listening to Cohen Meander Recordings. I am the Cohen Meander. I tell people that I'm a little bit off the beaten path. And I think that has more to do with what I get engaged in lately. For where I am, I think I'm probably one of the few people in Tucumcari who have and maintain a security clearance. Not that I care about it at all. Frankly, I get kind of a nice thrill out of not having to worry about sustaining a security clearance. Although I don't do much to threaten it, can I be honest? But regardless, anyway. But yeah, when they say you drive down here from Tucumcari, some people know where it is. And they go, wait, that's like 80 miles. You go, yeah, a little bit more than 80, but that's okay. You know, the big magic number for my contract is 90. I'm not 90 miles. I'm not 90 minutes away. So, although I'm kind of on the edge of being that way, it's a whole lot better than driving all the way to Amarillo, which I did for some months. Every day, I go 2 hours out and 2 hours back. Or before that, when I worked in Albuquerque, I would drive over on a Sunday and I would sleep overnight at my crash site, which is now nothing. It was destroyed. In my boat. Still have the boat. I often wonder what on earth I would do with the boat. I was going to turn it into kind of a platform to try to pursue my amateur radio hobby a little bit. I'm an amateur extra, which is the highest license you can get with the FCC for amateur radio, although I kind of bluffed the test, can I be honest, but, you know, that's what you can afford to try and do. Anyway, so, but the problem is where it's parked right now, which is between my fence and the street, there is a power line that goes right over it to go to a service our street lamp. And it's like, well, this is worthless. And I'm having a stupor of thought about maybe moving it over to the other house and parking it in the back of the other house, you know, the Goldilocks house. Probably because I'm not really all that, I don't know why they make you slow down going through Broadview, except the curve can be a little tricky. And, anyway, so, I've been wondering if I should do that, because I really want to use the boat first. I don't want it just to sit there. That's pretty silly business, I think. Oops. I haven't come up with any place better to put it to to make it useful, you know, when I was thinking about doing kind of the Ragland property, I was going to park it out there and do the amateur radio stuff up there with my bulletin board system. And people could upload to it, you know, people could contact it through HF, high frequency radio. But that didn't really work out. Sad to say. Anyway. So, there's that. I could put the boat out in my front yard, but I think I would get a lot of grief, and the city would probably come and tell me that I can't do that. It's like I don't know what to think of that. I figure it's one of those things that if you ask, they'll say no. If you don't ask, they might choose to do nothing. And you go, that might be a positive thing for them to do nothing. Anyway, so, I don't know. I'm often tempted just to take the mast off and put it up somewhere on the property attached to the house somehow and do the antennas off of that still. But it's like, but then I don't have a sailboat anymore. I just have pieces of a boat that aren't really very useful. So I don't know. I don't know what I'll do with it. I'll keep paying the registration. I'll hang on to it probably for someday in the future. I might still get a piece of land somewhere and put it on there. Anyway, so I keep leaving the door open for that. I don't have any resources particularly to buy a piece of land particularly. But you just never know. But I want to get something that would be sensible for doing radio. I don't know how much really matters. If you're doing high frequency, I mean, it's great to be up high. You know, that's never a bad thing. It's much better for line of sight for very high frequency or ultra high frequency. 2 meter, 70 meter, stuff like that. Or even higher UHF frequencies. You can do more bandwidth on those. But you gotta pump out more power. It's absolutely line of sight. Anyway, but we'll see what happens. For all I know, at some point, the fellow that I talked to, who's now 85 years old, and says, I want to hang on to that property, you know, he's kind of nostalgic for it, I understand. But he might just come back and say, you know what, since my kids don't have any connection to it, they don't care about it, and maybe I should just sell it to this guy. You know, my kids would probably prefer having the money rather than the property, someplace that's basically useless to them. So we'll see. For all I know, one day he'll call me back and he'll say, you know what, you still want to buy that place? And you go, yeah, well, I don't know. Well, how much you want for it? We'll see what happens. It was really going to be good because at the very south end of the property, it's up the highest, and it does have line of sight, not very far off the ground either. So the math could do a really good job of at least hitting Tucumcari Mountain. It could make it into some parts of Tucumcari. The big question is that when and where and how. My friend Scott Pay, and I guess, I need to remember what the definition of a friend is. Is it somebody who has eaten at your house and you've eaten at their house? I think it's a possibility it could have happened, and there's nothing to stop it from happening. But, yeah, it says that's what qualifies somebody as your friend, is you've eaten at their house and they've eaten at your house. Until then, they're just acquaintances. They might be really good acquaintances, or they might be business partners, or whatever. I guess right now I could call him a ham radio buddy. But I don't really call him very often. I don't have much to talk about. Anyway, so I'm not holding out any particular things, but it would be interesting if that ultimately happened, because I felt a little bit of inspiration to look into it. Of course, I haven't done anything about, there's actually 5 acres that were carved out to make for this tower company. They actually ended up buying the actual store and the land behind it, and that's where they put up the antenna. They're actually the ones who own the store and the old house and the land around it, a little bit of it. It would be interesting to contact that tower company just to see if what they would possibly entertain for those other parts of the property that they really don't care about. I don't want to lease it, or if I'm going to do it, it would be like a 99-year. Yeah. Or, well, I said, nah, I don't want that for 99 years. I'm going to be long dead in 99 years, probably. He says, but, I think that's how they go, though. But yeah, I've never entertained it. I was going to talk. There is a big Quonset building out there that actually is kind of tied to the property across the road, owned by somebody that we actually kind of have a relationship with. I don't remember if it was, it was one of our kids' teachers in Tucumcari or in San Hall, the Catons. They own a little bit of this stuff, and we could, but you know, I just didn't have. I didn't have the same feeling I have, but for the other land that was out there. So there's that. So anyway, my niece is hanging off my tail pretty hard. I guess she wants to get home. But not enough to pass me. Anyway, so. Yeah, you just never know. So I don't really know what to do with my boat. You know, boat considerations. I'm not really sure what to do with it. It's tempting just to just give it away from somebody and just be done with it. But to be honest, to only have to pay $35 every 3 years for the possession of the thing, that's all of the registration fee that's required for it. And it does good with the rain, it does good with everything. It'd be really nice to be able to put up the mast and be able to use it for something. But to be honest, in town, it struggles. Like I said, it'd do a lot better across the street on the Goldilocks back lot. So it's kind of tempting to say, you know, could somebody come and just help me with this thing? I want to put this thing on that other lot back there. Although I worked 1 year to actually put in a garden over there, and I don't think we got hardly anything out of it. Watering it was tricky. The actual ground is really not good at all. It's not very conducive to growing much of anything. Although I think we got some pretty good corn. At least corn started. I don't know how much corn we actually got off of it. Just a couple of ears, I think, that weren't just chewed up by worms and, you know, the normal silly things that go after all your food and eat it all up. Anyway. So yeah, I'm not exactly sure what I want to do about that. It would be nice to have that somewhat out there so I can kind of block it from view without having to put up some kind of a fence or something. That's got some possibility, so I might ultimately do that. So yeah, the name of the boat is Reunion. I usually tried to make it French by saying Reunion. And so I go, oh, whatever. And there it is, because I've had the boat for, I don't know how long I've got it for. I got in the spring of 2021, I think. So I've had it for 4 years or so. And it really served me well for a long time, using it to sleep in, which was really nice because all of my experiments with tents and stuff, of course, what have I done now? Right now, I've got in the vehicle right now. The first week I'm going to take this thing out give it a good shot is with, and it's going to be the coldest night for several weeks now. It's going to get down to the 20s, although that's not that I've slept in it down below zero. Anyway, so we'll try to do a recording from that one tomorrow night just to say, here I am, sleeping in the cot tent, which is a tent. It really, you know, it has all the features of a tent, but it's built on top of a cot. And I kind of like it that way. We're going to give that a shot and see how it goes. It seems like it'll be really good. And I got everything in the back of the car for doing it now. So, quite happy. We'll see how it goes. And I'm going to sleep at Oasis State Park. That saves me an hour and a half drive at night. And it only takes about 15 minutes to get to work in the morning. And I've already paid to have an annual camping pass. So I'm going to be doing this every Tuesday night at the very least, for the foreseeable future. When I go to the temple at Lubbock and I go for the last session, because that's really the only session I can hit. You know, I already told people that about 4 o'clock in the afternoon I take off and go to the temple. So those guys know I do that. Anyway, that's what that's going to do. You know, it would have been nice if I could have had some kind of a rig that actually worked for dragging the boat out there, but to be honest, it's silly. That's not practical at all. So yeah, I think I might put it out on the Goldilocks back thing. I already pay the taxes on it anyway. At some point, I'll just continue paying the taxes. You know, and if it's not interesting to try to actually make it mine, nobody else wants that place. It's a pleasant little place to go and sleep. And when it gets really hot, it's not, but, you know, what are you going to do about that? It's 100 degrees. It gets over 100 degrees outside, there's nothing you can do about it. But it does usually cool off at night, and then it works. So you don't go and sleep out there when it's when it's intolerably hot. And don't tend to sleep out there when it's unbearably cold, but I don't have to. I've got a place to sleep with Lisa. But who knows? Who knows what'll come up? I have no idea. I'm just this fella. And, but it would be nice to be able to do a little, radio work out there with a good mast and to be able to lift the mast up there. So it makes some sense not to put it in the backyard, but to actually put it on the side yard so that it can pick up the wireless and you can still get you can still have a wireless system connected to it. So you can still have the internet too. There's something to be said for that. Regardless, we would just have to see how that goes. I think that Wi-Fi goes through that fiberglass pretty well. So I don't think it would present too much of a barrier. We already have a system that broadcasts it out to a whole other access point in the Goldilocks house. There's something to be said for that. And it gives another place for people just to sleep. Brenda Jelaine might want to sleep in that while she has the chance to be able to stretch out and make it pleasant. Although she usually comes to sleep in our front room because it's warm, you know, when she comes in the winter time. Anyway, so yeah, no, I'm still thinking of whether I think it would be interesting to go ahead and put that boat mast up there on the north side of the Goldilocks house. There's just a little spit of a yard there, so I think it's far enough off the street I wouldn't get a lot of grief for it. And, yeah. Put some solar on it. Give it some power. Or just run power to it. You know? Just put an extension cord between it and the Goldilocks house. I already use it somewhat that way anyway, but I need to start using my solar panel. It's almost silly to have the solar panels and never really use them. They're just taking up space in my backyard. But big old block of silicon things. Anyway, something to be said for that. And I, what else? Yeah, that might actually be good. Face it to the east. I mean, you can face it to the west, too. But to be honest, the working part of the boat, you know, the actual cabin, is on the, is toward the rear. You know, it's kind of in the center, but anyway. There'd be some way to use it. I've already got spare space to put things. Let's go ahead and take advantage of it, even if it's just a little bit. But yeah, so yeah, this is gonna be boat thoughts, and we'll go ahead and stop here. And talk to you later. This has been Jason Nevro and Cohen Neander. Have a good day.